You're listening to SBS News.
It might seem like an unusual place to stage a political campaign. Most politicians tend to steer clear of Bangkok's infamous red light districts. But amid the bright lights, the go-go bars and the throngs of tourists are Pauline Nampring's most enthusiastic supporters. Here, Thailand's first transgender prime ministerial candidate holds quite a celebrity status. As she snakes her way through the area's laneways with a team of campaigners in tow, street vendors, bar owners and entertainers stop Miss Nampring for a selfie. Miss Nampring made the gender transition at age 49. Before then, she was a successful and well-known sports promoter.
I thought that I was very good in doing things before, and I can be accepted well by other people being a man. But to me, I didn't know at the time that I can be much better until I become Pauline.
Miss Nampring is one of three candidates from Thailand's Ma Chon party vying for the top job in this election. 10 of the 20 party members running for a seat in parliament are transgender. Miss Nampring says decriminalising prostitution and pushing for greater LGBTQI plus rights are among her party's key policies.
I just want to let them know that there are someone or at least one political party that care about them.
Thailand can seem to many around the world to be a haven for the LGBTQI plus community. The owner of this gay bar says for years, Bangkok's vibrant nightlife has lured hordes of tourists.
The gay around the world come to Bangkok because we are very open about gay life.
In Patong, one of Bangkok's most prominent red light districts, it's easy to see how Thailand has earned its reputation as a nation that embraces gender and sexual diversity. But Miss Nampring says behind the neon lights, the bars and the tourists, acceptance isn't quite as bright as it looks.
The perception of people who visit Thailand and see us as LGBT paradise is just from tourism perspective. Discrimination is in companies, in schools, in public service agency.
In 2017, Kath Kangpiboon, a transgender lecturer at Bangkok's Thammasat University, was suspended after she posted an image of a penis-shaped lipstick to her Instagram page. She says the university deemed it inappropriate behaviour, so she took legal action.
But I think it's not the main reason. The behind that is the gender-based discrimination, and after that I'm sued with the administrative court.
Ms. Kangpiboon won her case and was later reinstated to her position.
And there is still stigma, a lot of stigma here and a lot of discrimination.
Pauline Nampring is aware she has no chance of becoming Prime Minister in Sunday's vote, but she hopes her candidacy will change attitudes.
In fact, we have transgender doctor. We have transgender teacher.
Her hope is that someday Prime Minister will be on that list. In Bangkok, Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.